to hear me. Kick back and relax, me kinda float in the atmosphere. Ooh yeah. One pull, two pull, third pull, and me feeling irie, irie. Bung rips and video games, me soul just a flying free, flying free. Bob Marley on repeat, this reggae melody. We be jamming on the mic in a cannabis harmony. Ooh yeah, say bung rips and video games.
Cannabis harmony. Ooh yeah.
Oh. Bong rips and video games.
Yeah.
Yo, that fucking song doesn't get old, honestly.
It doesn't.
I am not tired of it.
Nope.
I have to figure out how I could complete that song. I gotta go back into the Suno and fuck around with it and get to it. I'm gonna take this.
Big ups to Suno for holding it down. The theme
right.
Music.
I just took a gummy. Really good. Ooh. Stuff from Faded Fruits. There's a warning on it. Extremely potent.
Yo.
And that's your third gummy.
Sanchez.
Yo.
They're extremely potent.
That's a warning.
That's how real it is. All right, so you mentioned you had a cold open for us, and I'm very intrigued as to what it is, because you usually come up with some bangers.
All right, so this week we're gonna talk a little shit today.
Oh,
and you know, specifically to RP community leaders or just Discord gaming leaders as a whole.
Okay.
Damn. Am I going to feel offended since I kind of own a Discord?
Actually, no. So I witnessed a very crazy thing. And as you guys know, I was doing a Brotherhood of Steel thing. I'm no longer doing that Brotherhood of Steel thing anymore. Due to toxic leaders. And to kind of get into light context, it came to a point where someone who was practically on their deathbed pretty much like spilled their whole life out in front of about 40 people being embarrassed, and the leader was just like, well, it's your problem that you're disabled and that you're practically
Jesus
dying.
Fucking Christ.
And wow, that's fucking...
So a group of us left, and it's funny because it ended up being the whole practically like 90% of the whole PC portion of that group all fucking left.
Dude, it happens, bro. And now, like, we talked about this not too long ago in a roleplay episode. You know what I mean? We talked about the whole ordeal with the RP and like the communities being fucking rotten. Let's be real. Like, there's some motherfuckers that have no sense of morale, no sense of fucking principle, like nothing, like whatsoever, no discipline whatsoever. Yeah, that definitely fits into that category of.
Let me ask you guys. Excuse me. Holy shit. Let me ask you guys. Do you guys get burned out from games, right?
Especially absolutely.
Hell yeah.
So do you feel that as an adult, you have to take time out of your day to write paperwork to a Discord moderator to explain to that you're practically dying and you're not going to show up for said events? Like,
no. I'm not. Absolutely not.
I'll tell some of the guys, like, hey, you know what's going on with me. Can you just pass the message? I'm not signing. I don't get paid. Yeah.
I mean, like, that's literally point blank. If you ain't getting a check, there's no sense of obligation. Like, you're not obligated to do fucking anything. You're lucky you're participating. Like, it's volunteer work at this point.
Exactly.
Because tell me, though, it's the community that brings these things up. It's all community. It's the leaders do the framework, but it's the community that does the hard shit, man. And
well, they're the ones that keep it together. And this also, like, to fucking, you know, hop off what you're saying with the whole leadership thing, it's like a lot of them let it get to their head. They feel like if they're running something or they're, you know, they own something, they have like their fucking, if they got their fucking hands attached to any form, like way, shape or form of any strings, like they take full advantage of it. That shit gets to their fucking heads eventually. And it's sad. It happens everywhere.
And these are guys who are trying to make something like militaristic. But like when I was in the military, they didn't talk down to people in front of people like that. They, you know, we had a thing called HIPAA. and we respected mm-hmm. that, you know, and, you know, to see, and, you know, it was interesting because, like, everything was going good until this complete 180 moment where, like, the professionalism wasn't professional.
Yeah, yeah, nah. The ego got to his head. Like, that's what happened.
It really did. And, like, you know, and then what's even, see, I'm the kind of guy when something bad happens, even outside of the RP experience, I would like, and if it's between me and someone else who is in this RP world and we have an issue, let's play with that.
Yeah.
Let's use that. This could have been a beautiful situation where there was a lot of negatives that mm-hmm. happened, but we could have had a civil war, which would have been dope to have. We could have had, you know, policies and stuff like that, but it, the leader, but it all comes down to leaders, and this is just in general leaders.
Yeah, and once it hit that personal level, that's when it was it. Like, and that I've noticed that with a lot of role plays as well. It's like when you don't know how to separate your personal life from the character or like the role.
Yeah,
like it makes for a bad fucking outcome. Like literally, mm-hmm. it just ends up being a bad fucking time because then you're taking shit that happens in game on a personal level, and it's like, bro, that's the way the character goes. Like, this is how it runs. Like, but this guy was being a fucking dick on a Discord server.
It was more than one person. It was three people. That's the pain of it, you know. And there wasn't anyone saying stop it, you know, or anyone trying to break the things up. No, they just kept going, and it sickens me because as gamers, as human beings, as people, we should not be treating each other like that.
No, we shouldn't.
In a fucking, like, yo, in a gaming community, like, let's be real.
Why do we have gaming communities?
Like, legit.
Say that again.
Gaming communities are all-inclusive.
Boom.
Legitimately. Yep. It should be all-inclusive.
And everybody, it doesn't matter if you're disabled, sexual orientation, gender, color of your skin.
Nope.
Culture, it doesn't matter. Game
has nothing to do with how you play your role and how you fucking play the game. Like, literally, nothing to do with that.
I actually have something to piggyback off of that. So, as someone who has ran a crew in mm-hmm. roleplay, I can tell you that dealing with another crew in roleplay, see them how they treat their prospective members. Made me want to be a better leader because I didn't want my prospective members to be treated that way. I'm sorry, there is no, in a motorcycle club community, hazing and everything is one thing. Like, you haze your prospects, it is a thing.
Absolutely.
But there's a line that you don't cross. Like, I'm sorry.
You don't take it to that level.
Borderline racial slurs being thrown at your prospects is not okay. I don't agree with that.
Like, dude, talking about anything personal about him, like, that's no go.
Anything
bro. If you guys are in game, nothing about your personal life should fucking be included.
In game, nothing. No. Nope.
When you play these games, you're a whole nother person. You're a character, an extension of yourself. You are not you.
Yeah, right. It's called role play. You're playing a role. Like, that's the whole point.
But yeah, man. And
so a lot of people don't catch that grasp, though.
Now we had back-to-back tragedies.
Yes.
I told you about mine last week, Dabs.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, I broke bull ownership rule 101.
Yeah.
Sanchez or Cabalas, one of the two, it doesn't really matter. Can one of you please explain what bull ownership rule number one is?
Well, ownership rule number one, especially with a glass piece out of anything, is you don't bring it outside.
Well, I broke rule number one. And I had put my brand new piece that Sanchez and his wife had gotten for me for Christmas in my hoodie pocket. I went across the street, across the cul-de-sac to my neighbor's yard. I started shoveling. I got done. I got home. I checked my hoodie pocket. My bowl was not there. I ran back across the street. It was broken in two pieces.
Oh, my God.
So it fell out of my hoodie pocket and hit the cold concrete and split. You know what?
Oh my god. Yeah, this is hard to watch.
We made a really good joke about this too.
How do you joke about something like this? This is tragic.
It's but, now, well, you say it. What is it?
Yeah,
now?
So it was said to me by Sanchez that if I were to straighten out the edges, I could use it as a reclaimer.
Well, I mean, you know.
But this, unfortunately, is what happened.
Oh, man.
I do not have the ball head. It went flying, and I don't know where it went, and there's snow all over the ground outside.
God damn it. That one hurts.
It's going to show up in a couple weeks when all the snow's melted.
Now, the worst part
full disclaimer, I did cry.
Yes.
Gio can vouch for me. True. He was in the call in the Discord.
I was about to mention, like, I watched, like, not the situation happened, but I watched the entire reaction when he discovered that there was a piece missing of the bowl. But yeah, he was like, fuck no. He got up, walked away, and then he came back, and yes, he was in fucking tears. Like, he was hurt. Like, that hurt. And I fucking felt it because
it was a Christmas. If it wasn't a Christmas gift or a gift in general,
yeah,
like, I wouldn't have, like, if it was a bowl that I had bought, yeah, I'd be upset because that's money that's wasted. But the fact that it was a gift and it was gifted to me makes me feel even worse because it was gifted to me. Like, that shit came out of someone else's good being and was gifted to me. So I immediately felt like, fuck, Sanchez is going to be so mad at me, bro. Like,
honestly, if anyone ever, like, my thing is, I always welcome cannabis gifts, but I am so clumsy. I have an issue. I mean, I'm surprised that some of the pieces that I have now, I break more bowls than I break anything else, though.
Yeah.
You know, like bong bowls, to be more specific. Mm. You know,
really, and
I don't know what it is that I'm constantly always breaking, like, bong bowls, but and it's always the penis part. You know,
what part?
The little penis part.
Oh,
the stem. The male, female, the stem. Yeah, that's stem. Right. I don't know why I heard the femme, but yeah, no, the stem.
Yeah, the fucking the female part on the bowl head. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
God damn it. Tragic indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. So
tragic indeed.
Today we got something excited to talk about. So in April we have Fallout. We've gotten shows like Halo, which, yeah, I mean,
baby, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Let's not even.
What other video game, TV shows, and movies can you think of off the bat? Obviously, Super Mario.
Twisted Metal.
Resident
Evil.
Which Twisted Metal, did it win the award for best? No, it didn't win it, but it was nominated for best adaptation. You know, it did get other awards elsewhere.
I mean, The Last of Us kind of conquered that.
Yeah, The Last of Us really did conquer that.
We got Mortal Kombat. We got Part 2 coming out soon. They got a great new cast announcement on that too, which I'm excited about.
People are still upset though that Ryan Reynolds is not playing Johnny Cage.
Too fucking bad.
I saw a whole thing about people saying that they were upset that The Miz isn't playing Johnny Cage, and as much as I hate The Miz. You know, I actually would not have a issue with Johnny Cage.
No, Miz was born for that role.
That's how much I hate The Miz. That I would be okay with him playing a character like Johnny Cage, because Johnny Cage is a character that would be annoyingly hated.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. There's so many, though. Like, I mean, we got announcements for a lot of shit coming up, especially from Nintendo. Nintendo's about to blast us with mad shit.
Now, the one that we were talking about earlier that really surprised Dabs was Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, that was the one that I was going to bring up. That was on my list today. Ghost of Tsushima, from what Sanchez told me, is in production.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so yeah. I'm excited about that. That's going to be really good. If they do it base true to the game, yeah, bro, dude. Like that is going. And the cool thing about it is I did do research after he told me Sucker Punch is heading the project. Really? So the developers are heading the television. I think it's going to be a television show, but they're heading the television show.
That's pretty badass, actually.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, after our pause for the cause, we're going to go through a quick list of in-production TV shows and movies.
Okay.
But right now, we're going to talk about ones that we want to see.
Yes.
And if they are on this list, I will bring it up. But okay. Who wants to go first?
Let me go first.
Yeah,
go for it.
I want to hear what you want.
So my first show... I don't care if it's a show or a movie, but I want a Crash Bandicoot something.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
I want a Crash Bandicoot something. There is so much that you can do with a Crash Bandicoot show or game. Like, it can be tailored to kids if you want it to, because there's really no, like, adult content in those games.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you get like Crash and the girl version of him together in a scene, but like it's nothing over the top, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
you
can
definitely tailor it to kids.
That's not a bad one.
Another one that I would really like to see, which I is probably on this list, but is actually a part of the Nintendo movie universe timeline that we're going to see Nintendo movies, and that's Legend of Zelda.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
So that one was just announced, but there is not much on it that people think that it's not even happening, but mm-hmm. It's happening.
It is.
No, happening. It's happening. It's timeline. A part of their. It's yeah, a part it's of their happening. Timeline.
Yeah, it's yeah. definitely happening. Now to yeah. bounce off a PlayStation title. Mm-hmm. And also the subject of kid-friendly. When I was younger, when I played this game, I wanted to kind of see, like, I guess a PBS. PBS would probably be the best one to grasp it. Okay. But Parappa the Rappa.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see Parappa the Rappa. Yeah.
Parappa the Rappa would have been good. It would talk kids a little bit of, like, urbanness, you know what I mean? But keep it friendly and shit. But hell yeah, kick, punch, it's all in the mind. If you want to talk like that whole shit was
just popped into my head.
Which one?
Jet Set Radio. And you can do that one live action.
Jet Set Radio.
Jet Set Radio would be badass.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
No, and you can do Jet Set Radio live action with CGI. You could totally do it.
All right. Now, the game that I wanted to see a show or movie about would be Streets of Rage.
Oh, that would be really good.
Fuck yeah.
Didn't we get a movie about that, though?
No.
No?
Nope. Check. We got our official Googleist.
I have a black belt in Google Foo.
There you go.
There you go.
We will Google you, so be careful.
Okay, so John Wick creator, the end director, is actually going. He has the rights to the film adaptation of Streets of Rage. So Streets of Rage is actually a movie that's going to be coming out.
Love it.
I don't see this on the list, so this must be... Oh, yeah, this was announced yesterday.
Oh!
Fresh news. Oh, so
let's
news.
Get it. Yeah, let's man. Get it. I'm fresh fucking news. Happy with great. That.
So for me, I mean, I've talked about it before, not on this show, but I think it could work. We need Red Dead Redemption.
Yes, but I agree.
We don't need to really tell good. The story again. Not the story of Arthur and not the story of John. We could tell the story of Arthur growing up and growing up with Dutch and the gang, and the very last episode could be the Blackwater Massacre.
Yes, I agree. That would be really good.
We haven't seen the Blackwater Massacre. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know the truth. We don't know what really happened.
I mean, the only thing we got was like whatever details the newspaper articles in the game would tell you. That's it.
What Dutch and Arthur did, remember, they shot a girl on the deck. They shot a girl on the deck, and that was the big thing, you know, on them shooting the girl. So I would definitely love to see like an adaptation of that. You know, one, because it takes place, it would take place probably between the 1860s to the 1880s, you know, which is a good 20-year gap that you could do a good 3-4 season with.
Yeah.
You know? And there's only one person who can do it, the homie Taylor Sheridan, who, you know, who's doing, I can't even think of it. What the fuck is it called? Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
And, you know, and he did 1883. And if you guys have not watched 1883,
oh my God,
it is so. If you want,
didn't they just take it off fucking Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just took it off
Paramount.
Yep. Now it's on fucking Paramount. Yeah. Fucking bastards. Damn it, Paramount.
But it was so good. So I really would love to see Red Dead Redemption.
That's actually a really fucking good one.
What's up?
We got going. Yeah, what else you got?
Okay, so let me see. Do. What's a really good one? I have to say this because if I don't, someone else will. God of War.
I would love to see that. That is not one that's
son of a bitch. That's a good one.
I don't know what the storyline would be.
Kratos is on the list.
It is on the list of what?
Is it on the list? Okay.
It's on the list, but the date on it is to be announced. So that it would be very smart. I mean, but we had this conversation. We can't have a situation where you have writers like what they did on Halo, where they built a whole new timeline.
Right,
you know, just to fit a story, it doesn't work, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like I'm sorry, Halo the TV show is not good.
No, it's not good.
It really isn't. And honestly, I was one of the assholes that like really tried to convince myself that it was good, and like really tried to push myself, like maybe, you know, maybe the next episode will be better, and then when that one sucked, maybe the next episode will be better. I kind of built more hope than I should have for Halo. And yeah, it was definitely a disappointment to say the least. Like
they have thousands of years of history.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much source material to go off on too.
They could have done the Fall of Reach.
Yep.
They could have done Oblivion, which I mean, which is something that I'm just recently familiar with. And that story itself, Oblivion, was so damn good. That itself would have been a great story to tell. Even there was even the short movie. Did you watch Forward Unto Dawn?
Yeah,
that's an oldie but a goodie, and it just like, you know, so something like that, Dad. We need to make sure that like writers don't screw the pooch and change the timeline, because God of War is a very intricate story.
It is a very
sensitive. That one's sensitive to touch. Now my other pick, all right, it was either gonna be, it was between two. But I'll say one now, and then I'll save the one for later.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do a round. But the other one would probably be... oh, man. Fuck, and I was just playing it too. God damn it. See, now I'm fucking too stoned. This is why you don't smoke before you record episodes, guys. I think we had a moment like this last time where Sanchez kind of screwed the pooch on what we were talking about. Now I do remember what we were talking about, but I'm lollygagging. So Sanchez, go pass.
So I'm going to go back to the Rockstar realm.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to see. I definitely want to see Bully.
Okay, that would be cool. I think you could do that live action.
I think it would be
TV show.
I think it would be so fucking funny. I think it would be. I think if you appeal to young edgy adults and then like the older audience Rockstar crowd who loves this game, I think Bully could definitely work. You could get like Tom Holland or something to play, you know, something, you know, and it could work.
I got it. I remember.
Oh, go. What is it?
And I have a feeling it might be on the list just because they're about to pop off with this first fucking show coming in April, but Skyrim
is not
Elder Scrolls in general. Just Elder Scrolls
in general. It would be great competition for Elder Scrolls to have against like Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Now, because you know Lord of the Rings is dominating TV with Amazon Prime, and it would be
But I think following a Dragonborn, like the way you kind of follow through the game, like following the story of a Dragonborn would definitely lead to some crazy shit.
You know, I got to download Elder Scrolls, actually.
But yeah, Skyrim is definitely up there as one of the games that I want to see adapted to TV or movie, whichever one, cinema in general.
All right, what's next? What you got, Dabs? Give me an off-the-wall one.
An off-the-wall one? Leisure Suit Larry. And if you don't know what Leisure Suit Larry
is,
you need to go look it up.
Yo, that was that was a PC gem, bro.
No, because they had a Leisure Suit Larry game on PlayStation.
Yes, they did, but it came from PC.
And I played it.
It came from PC. That's where I first saw it was fucking PC. My boy Chris.
That would have to be, first of all, it would have to be a TV show. You couldn't do that as a movie. It would have to be a TV show because the TV show rating would have to be TVMA. There would be no way that a rated R rating would be able for Leisure Suit Larry to get away with the half the shit that he got away with in the video game.
I mean, dude, we got movies like El Super Beasto, so I have a feeling we'll be able to get away with something like Leisure Suit Larry. Like, yeah. Look at his face. His face hasn't changed.
The games follow Larry Laffer, a balding, double enter in. And Entendre speaking leisure suit wearing man in his 40s. In this, the stories generally revolve around his attempting, usually unsuccessfully, to seduce attractive young women. As 2011, the series has sold 10 million copies.
Yeah, it's basically Deuce Bigalow, just without the getting laid parts. Like,
he almost gets there, and
he fucks up. That's the whole premise of the game is to try to get laid, and
it never works.
Yeah. You have another one, Gio?
We never got to see it before. I've mentioned this game before because I spent so much time as a kid playing it. I'd like to see an animated version of it, if anything, like a CGI version of it. Vector Man.
Okay. I'm down with that.
I would really like to see it. Like, if the same production company that's doing like Nintendo and shit, like DreamWorks, or somebody gets their hands on it, I think it'd be bomb.
Word.
I like that game. I fucking really like that game. Like, it was a great fucking game.
So I guess like this could be the last one before we go into the next thing. But the last one that I do have is I actually have a deep story about it that I could break down for you real quick. When I was in high school at Hudson County Schools of Technology, I took a film class. And during one of those classes, we had to write a movie, write a script about the character. So I made this character named Prototype. Mm-hmm. And he was a shape-shifting character that I made. He was a superhero and all this stuff. And he was in a city environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously it didn't get picked for the contest because the budget was too high, you know, for high school. But whatever, it's a lot of green screen. I'm just like, well, it's a story that you told me to write. So it didn't get picked, and we put it in the vault, right? I did, and I wrote a whole script. It was like a 30-minute short film. And about a year later, a game called Prototype came out.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to get you the.
Dude, I remember playing Part 2, and then I went back and
played both.
Part 2 was.
I enjoyed Prototype. I thought it was a good game.
The concept was really good, too.
Yeah, 2009. Yep.
Shit.
So I was very, very upset. But. That's not to take away the fact that I wouldn't mind seeing it. You know, in live action, I think it's a good story. I think the character that himself could be. I mean, they're not going to stay true to the story. It's an old game with an old story that they would probably have to play around with.
Yeah,
I
mean, there's a lot of shit that's already like relative that's been done in accordance to like that symbiotic kind of
experimentation type shit. There is, you know what? Maybe I'll take it back. I'm going to take it back. So the game that the video game I want to see adapted into, actually, I'd rather see it as a movie, Killer Frequency. Actually, I want to see it as a show where each episode is a different situation because, like I said, in the game that I'm playing, no one has survived.
Hmm.
You know, every single person has died in my gameplay, and it is sickening. It is
makes it a challenging fucking game.
Yeah, so it would be interesting to see that turned into an adapted show. Now, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I have a couple like honorable mentions, like Sons of the Forest / The Forest.
Yeah.
I think that would be.
Oh, I have an honorable mention.
What you got?
And I hate the fact that we've been tickling around it for years with so many other films, and we just don't get right to the brass tacks. The Old Republic, for fuck's sake. Give me Star Wars The Old Republic.
It's coming. It's
coming. A game. But for fuck's sake, well, we're getting High Republic, we're getting, you know, other shit, but nobody's ever touched base on Old Republic. Like, we've got plenty of really good fan-made movies on YouTube. And
bring us back a couple hundred years so we could, like, enjoy Star Wars again.
Yeah, please.
I want to see some green and blue lightsabers again, but, like, not just one for, like, every 50-something years. I want to see, like, 30 of them on the same screen, like in that scene from Clone Wars.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. That's a fucking battle.
Oh dude, actually, real quick, did you know that in Attack of the Clones there's a deleted scene with NSYNC playing Jedis?
What?
Yeah.
No way.
100% confirmed.
I need to see this.
The footage will come out eventually, but Dab, do you have any honorable mention?
Siphon Filter.
Oh, you fresh bastard, you. That's a fucking good one.
He cut right at the jugular with that one.
I knew it was going to get y'all. I saved that specifically for last, bro.
I like that one.
Siphon Filter. That would make a great fucking film, too. That would actually make a great fucking series.
I would prefer it to be a series.
It would.
Yeah.
Listen, I like Tom Clancy. I don't think Siphon Filter's Tom Clancy.
It's not. Siphon Filter was its own thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would it's just amazing. Guys, yeah,
it's good.
It's that time.
Let's go. Oh, yes. Dude, I'm packing just for that reason. Like,
pause for the cause.
And today is Huggy Bear's turn to play.
Nice.
Haven't seen that one in a while.
Right? This is the one that killed Tony. Speaking of Tony, we miss you.
Yes, Tony, we miss you.
Tony smoked himself into a small hiatus.
Yeah, he's on cloud 12 right now.
he's adventuring right now.
Exactly. But
actually, while we do pause for this cause, Dabs, you got the strain of the week this week.
Yes, I do. So I want to give a huge shout out to the dispo that I go to, which is Farm Kent Wellness in Elkton, Maryland.
Nice.
So the strain of the week this week is called Blue Blockers, and it is from District Cannabis.
Blue Blockers.
Yes.
That's like a pill.
It is a sativa dominant hybrid.
Already started great.
And the Delta 9 is 1.5%.
Okay.
And then THCA is like 19.83%.
It's a good year.
So,
that's an excellent year.
It smokes good. It tastes good. It smells good. It doesn't leave that fucking raunchy ass fucking after smell. Like, it's refreshing. I enjoy it. Yes. It's really good. Yes.
Into that?
No. Nope. Salud.
Oh, no. I can't. I don't know where my letter went.
Oh, no.
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 No. Hold it. Hold it. Damn it. Damn it, Sanchez. You should have held it.
Okay.
Go ahead, take the hit. It's okay.
Oh, no. Fucking listen, roll. I don't know how long these pauses were for, but you got some time.
Come on. There it is. I found it.
Yes, you got some time. Let's go. Sanchez died in the process. Poor bastard.
Slurvy McCurvy. Goddamn. Another cause that we have to pause for the return of Alien App called.
Oh, man. That was good.
Needed that.
Oh, yeah. April. Alien Ant Farm dropping a new fucking banger. I'm actually.
Yes. Right, and April. Let me tell you, I am so glad that, Gio, you found out about this because that track, So Cold, is legit just that.
Yeah,
so man. Cold. It's a really good song, guys. Go ahead and go check
liked,
that out.
If you liked old school Alien Ant Farm, like I'm talking about like Tony Hawk Pro Skater Alien Ant Farm, like, yep. Dude, you're going to like where they're going in the direction of this one because it brought me right back.
And we're talking pre-Smooth Criminal. Pre-Smooth Criminal.
It really brought me back. Like it was a good track. Like
yes.
All in all, from beginning to end, there was a couple of things in there that I personally would have written differently. And I'm only talking drum parts, but other than that, that fucking vocalist, man, that fucking vocalist, he's an angel. He's the songbird of our generation.
Yes, he is.
Nah, he's beautiful. But that track was really well written. At least to give him. I mean, I guess it's a commercial. You know what I mean? You got to throw out your commercial shit, something that's going to appeal to everybody. It's got to be generalized. And he did a good job. Like they did a really good job. So yep. I'm anticipating the shit out of this. April's about to drop some heat, bro. Fallout TV series, new Alien Ant Farm.
Yep. Oh, and actually, here is so I'm going to go through a list of things that we're definitely getting and things that are in production. So the first one is actually very interesting, and I'm surprised we haven't talked about this. The Borderlands movie.
Oh, Kevin Hart and fucking someone.
It's got Bobby Lee, one of my favorite comedians, podcast guy. Gina Gershon playing Mad Moxie. Kate Blanchett playing Lilith. Ariana Greenblatt, Tiny Tina. Kevin Hart's playing Roland. Jamie Lee Curtis is playing Dr. Tannis. Florian Montaigne is playing Krieg. Oliver Richter is playing Crom. And then there, you know, Jack Black is playing Claptrap in the movie. Yep. And many, many, many more. It's an all-star cast.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be fun to see. The date for this is August 9th, 2024.
Ooh, so we should be seeing a trailer sometime this year.
Yep. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 releases December 20th, 2024.
Okay.
Minecraft the movie,
April. Well, 4th. Yep, with Jack Black, just announced recently. I'm excited.
Yep, that is coming out April 4th, 2025. The Legend of Zelda, a Pokemon Detective Pikachu 2.
Son of a bitch. Mm-hmm.
Return to Silent Hill.
Oh. Yes. Any details on that?
Let's.
Well, there you go.
Don't die.
Let's see what Google says. Oh, there is something here. Oh, wow. There's a lot here. So there's a whole cast. Eve Macklin, Evie Templeton, Alana Maria, Slavisa Ivanovich, Emily Carden, Melissa Graham, Matteo Pasquini, Correa DeRue, and Martine Richards. They got a couple set photos in here that you can go on IMDb and check for yourself.
Word.
Some stuff. Yeah, I mean, Return to Silent Hill. Next is Bioshock. I know Bioshock was being talked about.
Ooh, wow.
Yakuza.
Oh, really? That's going to be interesting.
It's in development. Death Stranding, which was just recently announced by A24, which is going to be super awesome. I'm sorry, guys. Cheap plug. Check out Death Stranding's Yumi and Lore presentation. Very good. It's very deep, and you get all to the nitty gritty.
That's sick. Is Reedus actually reprising?
So here's the thing about Death Stranding. So mm-hmm. Death Stranding is a world event. Mm-hmm. So it's a big world story. So they're building a lore around here. Okay. No one knows what's going to happen, but we know that it's either going to be there's a big chance that maybe Norman Reedus is just going to stay on the game side, and we're going to expand the story even more. Because a couple things that I learned about was that there was a major terrorist attack that caused the Death Stranding, but we could talk about that another day. But Death Stranding has a really amazing story, and to see the story expand and to have A24 do it.
Yeah, that's going to be mint.
Right, that's key. Yeah.
Gears of War. It is no secret that Batista wants to play Marcus Fenix.
He's been talking about that for years.
Just Cause is in development.
Oh, okay.
Duke Nukem.
Nah.
Nice. Let's go.
Duke Nukem is in development. Gravity Rush.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm curious about this one. Dead by Daylight.
Oh, that is going to.
Yeah. Firewatch, which is a military game. What we talked about earlier, Debs, Ghost of Tsushima.
Yes.
It Takes Two, which is a very, very, very cute game.
It is cool.
I do remember It Takes Two.
Saints Row.
What?
Saints Row is in development.
You should get a GTA movie. Fuck Saints Row.
How would you do a GTA movie?
Anything.
Next is Sifu. Sifu, there's a big
Sifu,
I've seen it. I don't know. Wow, that sounds like a lot of.
I didn't have this in my bingo card. Slime Rancher.
Get the fuck out of here as a movie.
That's what it says.
That's probably gonna be cartoon.
Beyond Good and Evil.
Okay.
We just talked about this. Mortal Kombat 2.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Next is Ark Survival Evolved.
What, an Ark movie?
Days
Gone. That's going to be pretty sick. Days Space Gone.
Channel 5. I'm okay.
Wait, hold on. Days Gone was the one with the zombie hordes and shit, right?
Yeah, it was with the motorcycle club member.
Oh, that's going to be a crazy fucking film.
Yeah, I agree.
That's going to be nuts.
Next is Pac-Man.
Okay, I mean, we've gotten plenty of
hear about that.
Yeah,
we've gotten a lot of cartoons over the years. For
they Batman. Have been talking about Street Fighter for a long time, but
oh, honestly, for fuck's sake,
Machinima made a great Street Fighter series, companioned with the Mortal Kombat one, and that was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What we just said, Streets of Rage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that, Stray the movie.
What? Ooh,
that's okay. Awesome.
I'm excited. Cute kitty voyages. I'm with it.
Yes.
Sniper Elite, which I'm so down for.
Okay.
Werewolves Within.
Okay.
Oh.
Until Dawn. I can't remember. I don't remember what that one was. Toe Jam and Earl.
Wow, that's old school.
Jack and Dexter.
Yes, cool. Jack and Daxter. I love it.
I'm skipping this one.
Oh.
Now you got to tell us what it was.
You got to tell us what it is.
Call of Duty.
Okay, and you can skip this. Okay, that's all right,
next. And now this is something that I actually read that The Rock is tied to.
The Rock is tied to this?
I have read that The Rock. I mean, look, Call of
that's
Duty.
That's scary.
If it's not Michael Bay, I'm not watching it. Next. Half-Life, which has a strong cult following, and just next to it, Portal.
Ooh,
okay.
Portal. Firewatch. That's second on. That's two times on this list. This one I'm personally excited for, and I know you guys will too. Jake Gyllenhaal and Jessica Chastain present The Division.
Okay.
Oh,
we get a Division. I would hope that it's a show and not a movie.
Yeah,
I think it's a show. Netflix has the rights to it, and it's with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Let's go,
the fucking man. You know,
let's go.
The Division is such a good story. You have to turn it into something.
Yeah.
Next is Five Nights at Freddy's 2. The first one was a big hit. Why? Just Dance.
What?
Why?
A Just Dance movie?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be on some like High School Musical type shit.
Yeah.
But what?
The next one is Dragon's Lair.
Ooh, okay, I remember. Listen, I remember Dragon's Lair. I love that shit. The turn-based, turn-by-turn story. Like, oh, yeah. Every decision that you
had to type out your fucking shit.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Next is Metro 2033.
Okay.
Very popular with people right now. And the last movie is Space Invaders.
Now for
TV shows, it's much shorter, I promise you. We are getting Halo Season 2, which comes out February 8th, which we're not doing that. Fallout April 12th, which we're all super excited for.
Fucking go.
Can we break down each episode? Can we just
we can do a breakdown of each episode.
We need the content.
Yep.
And that will be super fun.
Yes.
Next is Last of Us Season 2, comes out 2025. We are all super excited about
those
this.
Oh my god.
So we're getting The Witcher Season 4, and we have an untitled Knuckles series, Arcane Season 2,
okay,
the rebooted Assassin's Creed TV series.
Oh,
a Pokemon live action drama series.
Ooh,
that's interesting.
I would like that.
Live action drama series.
Castlevania Nocturne Season 2.
Nice.
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 Mass Effect.
Okay.
Captain Laserhawk, a Blood Dragon remix.
Nice.
Okay.
Devil May Cry anime.
Okay.
I'm excited for that. Let's go.
Yeah.
A Plague's Tale. That's actually pretty sick. That's free on PS Plus right now, for those who don't know.
Oh, nice. I'm actually kind of interested in this. Horizon.
Really?
Okay.
Hmm.
The last few, a Gears of War TV show. Okay. My Friend Pedro.
The banana.
the banana. That Life is Strange, Skull and Bones, Alan Wake, Twisted Metal Season 2, God of War, which is actually being listed as a TV show instead of
as it should be a TV show.
Yeah, System Shock, Sick. Grounded, Brothers in Arms, and Splinter Cell.
Yes.
Wait, I'm Grounded? For the
Splinter Cell,
really? Bro.
Grounded. Yep.
That's pretty cool. Okay.
Now,
damn, that's a lot of shit.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff to look forward to, just like next week's episode, because you know what time it is.
Spin the wheel. Time to spin the wheel.
Time to spin that fucking wheel.
That way.
We're going to spin that wheel, and it's going, and it's going, and it's going, and what are we getting?
We're getting...
Spin again.
Wow, the first time we've hit it. Let's go. Here we go. Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
I know
Gio's been wanting to do that one for a long time. So next, join us. Where we talk about high inducers, what helps with the high? Induces the high?
What it's kicks like, it up a notch? What brings it back?
Think of it this way: you're about to have a baby, but the baby doesn't want to come out. So what do you do? You induce it. So what do you do to induce the high? What do you do to induce the high? And we're gonna find
that's a great
out
comparison
next week. We're gonna find out next week. Do you guys have any closing statements for today?
Nah, man, we're going to get high and multiply. Not together, but that's what's going to happen.
I like it. I like it. And just so you know, I'm gonna need an inquiry. You made an inquiry on me. I need to make an inquiry on those ice cream scoops.
Yes.
And you know, it's a good time. We're going to be doing be an eye out for live streams. Keep an eye out for extra little content. I got a fuck ton of content from us playing GTA and Red Dead. We've been going ham and we've been having a good time. So guys, stay high.
Oh yeah.
Don't beat each other.
I mean, if you beat each other, make sure you're wearing merch while you do it.
That's right. Actually, you just reminded me. I got to go into the shop real quick. But guys, we'll see you next time. We will see you next time. Stay high again.
See you next Tuesday, motherfuckers.
Adios.
Adios.